Of course, none of this mattered back at the time my Mizwage was sold. As far as everyone was concerned, I had set a new record, and it remained until 1951, when Katsumio came along, who in my opinion was one of the greatest geisha of the 20th century. Still, according to my friend, the Deputy Minister of France, the real record remained Mameha's until the 1960s. But whether the real record belonged to me, or to Katsumio, or to Mameha, or even to Mamemitsu back in the 1890s, you can well imagine that Mother's plump little hands began to itch when she heard about a record amount of cash. It goes without saying that this is why she adopted me. The fee for my Mizwage was more than enough to repay all my debts to the Okia. If Mother hadn't adopted me, some of that money would have fallen into my hands, and you can imagine how Mother would have felt about this. When I became the daughter of the Okia, my debts ceased to exist because the Okia absorbed them all. But all of my profits went to the Okia as well, not only then, at the time of my Mizwage, but forever afterward. The adoption took place the following week. Already my given name had changed to Sayuri. Now my family had changed as well. Back in my tipsy house on the sea cliffs, I was Sakamoto Chiyo. Now my name was Nitta Sayuri. Of all the important moments in the life of a geisha, Mizwage certainly ranks as high as any. Mine occurred in early July of 1935, when I was 15 years old. It began in the afternoon when Dr. Crabb and I drank sake in a ceremony that bound us together. The reason for this ceremony is that even though the Mizwage itself would be over with quickly, Dr. Crabb would remain my Mizwage patron until the end of his life. Not that it gave him any special privileges, you understand. The ceremony was performed at the Ichiriki Tea House in the presence of Mother, Auntie, and Mameha. The mistress of the Ichiriki attended as well, and Mr. Beku, my dresser, because the dresser is always involved in ceremonies of this sort, representing the interests of the geisha. I was dressed in the most formal costume an apprentice wears, a black five-crested robe and an underrobe of red, which is the color of new beginnings. Mameha instructed me to behave very sternly, as though I had no sense of humor at all. Considering my nervousness, I found it easy to look stern as I walked down the hallway of the Ichiriki Tea House with the train of my kimono pulled around my feet. After the ceremony, we all went to a restaurant known as Kicho for dinner. This was a solemn event, too, and I spoke little and ate even less. Sitting there at dinner, Dr. Crabb had probably already begun thinking about the moment that would come later, and yet I've never seen a man who looked more bored. I kept my eyes lowered throughout the meal in the interests of acting innocent, but every time I stole a glance in his direction, I found him peering down through his glasses like a man at a business meeting.